Authorities in New South Wales have raised bushfire alerts to their highest levels in more than 2 years. More than 20 public schools across central New South Wales will remain closed today due to the catastrophic fire danger, the first such alert since September 2023. The warnings of increased bushfire danger come as the country is still reeling from a deadly start to bushfire season when Country Fire Service member and 30-year firefighter Peter Curtis died on Sunday while battling a scrub fire on the Eyre Peninsula in South Australia. Another bushfire in northeast Tasmania has burned since Saturday, with authorities advising people in the Currys River Reservoir area to monitor conditions. Miriam Bradbury from the Bureau of Meteorology says hot conditions are likely to persist over the next couple of days.
Now, for New South Wales and Sydney, we are also seeing a lot of heat being drawn down across the state. Daytime and nighttime temperatures are sitting 6 to 10 degrees above the November average, particularly in the north and northeast. So we're seeing daytime temperatures in the low to mid 30s in many areas, the high 30s to low 40s across the northern inland of New South Wales. Very little relief is expected over the next couple of days for the Sydney area as well.